Father God, you have shed your tears for Mother India.
People are put into one type of caste and you have to be there for the rest of your life. There's no question about it.
The untouchables are never going to reach anyone else because no one has any respect for them.
It's still there. It's still alive and well right now.
Very much discriminated against.
It's just hopeless.
There is no respect for you.
How blessed are
this is what life is like for someone at the bottom of the caste system. The caste system is a system of social structure and social restrictions in India, in which social classes are defined by hundreds and thousands of heredity groups. Anna Sardar, a senior at Heron High School in Indianapolis, was born in India and has seen it in action.
People are put into one type of caste and you have to be there for the rest of your life. There's no question about it, you know. And you've got five main castes, which is the Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, the Vaisyas, the Sudras, and the Pariah, or the Untouchables. So each one has different representations, and from the top to the bottom is like where you are. And what's hard about this is it takes millions and millions of life cycles, which is reincarnation. That's what they believe in. And in order to get to the top, you have to go through those cycles in perfect order. You have to make sure you do your job. You have to make sure you don't get in anybody's way. You can't leave that caste. So it's a hopeless system. You know, you never actually get to do what you want to do and hope that someday you will.
Father, forgive me, for I have not believed. Like Mother India, I've groaned and grieved.
Pam Sardar, Anna's mom, is from Indiana and married an Indian man, Sunil Sardar, and has lived there. This is what she saw in the caste system.
But I started to see it operate very soon after I moved to India in subtle everyday ways that I realized if you work with your hands, there is no respect for you. Whereas here, if you are an artisan and work with your hands, even if you're working with your hands as a plumber, you make a good income, you make a good living, but over there, you are working with your hands, you are thought of as someone who isn't important or significant. Those people don't even make eye contact with you. If you see a sweeper on the streets, they don't even look up because they don't think that you would ever speak to them or say hi to them or give them any kind of respect. Whereas if you walk into a restaurant in the U.S., and you see someone sweeping the floor, you assume they have a job. Or it might be a college student working his or her way through school. But they would sure look up and smile at you and look you in the eye and say hello. No one there would ever do that. They don't make
How
eye contact with you.
Blessed are the poor, the sick, the weak.
The caste system has been abolished as a law. A proclamation in 1949 outlawed discrimination against the untouchables and the lower castes. But is this really true? Shannon Dom, a senior in high school and American all her life, went to India a couple years ago.
One of the things that I experienced when I was in India is we would go on rallies to villages like around Delhi, small villages where the lower castes were the outcasts. We would go wash their feet and show them that they are worth something, just kind of putting ourselves lower than them, actually. One of the things, it was a lot of the outcasts and lower castes had this red string around their wrist, and the Brahmins had put it on there, and what the Brahmins would do is they would wrap it around their wrist and act like they're giving the outcasts a blessing when it's really a curse, and it's really just a sign of bondage and how they're never going to get out of that. And so one of the things Sunil, Anna's dad, would do is he would talk about that and talk about how it is bondage, and then he would cut it off of their wrists. And that is just a huge thing. And wow, like I was watching it all happen, like not knowing anything about what was happening because I couldn't understand. But it just, I could even feel just how significant that was. And they, like, their faces would completely light up when that string was cut off. And that was just a really cool moment.
Father, forgive me, for I have not believed. Like Mother India, I've groaned and grieved. Father, forgive captures me in your embrace.
Sunil Sardar, Anna's dad, is working in India to abolish the caste system. Anna and her mom explain.
He is creating and building an awareness of the evil of Brahmanism, which is the caste system at work. You have this very, very small minority of people who are in control of the government, the economy, the media, all the systems that matter.
Kind of like if you guys, you know who Desmond Tutu is to Africa or Martin Luther King is to America, he's sort of that in retrospect to India. You know, the apartheid of Africa, the civil rights movement of America, the caste system of India. And right now the caste system carries 1 billion people at least. And most of the country is in that, stuck in that caste system. So this will be the biggest, if you will, civil rights movement that's ever faced, you know, ever this earth has faced. So it's going to be pretty exciting. And I'm really excited to see India have that change and have that moment as America
Father,
and Africa have.
Forgive me, for I have.
If you want to learn more about the caste system and what Sunil Sardar does, his organization's website is truthseekers.org. Let us hope that we can be a part of the generation that sees and is part of the largest civil rights movement the world has ever seen. For WHJE Radio, I'm Tyler Wright.